synonym for
shrivel.
Wheat. Yeah.
Shrivel.
Mm-hmm, that's it. Then the vegetables that come in heads.
Lettuce, cabbage.
All right. And if you were describing the cabbage and there were several of them, you would say, I like those.
Cabbages.
Mm-hmm. When you want to get beans out of the pod by hand, you say you have to...
Snap them or shuck them?
To get them out of the pod, actually.
What kind of beans you talking about? Butter beans, snap beans.
Yeah, those were the next two questions, actually. Is there any other name for butter beans?
Lima beans.
Are they the same?
I'm sure there's some difference, but I don't know what it is. Not as far as I'm mm-hmm. concerned.
And those are the kind that you have to get out of the pod. So you say, I'm going to...
Shuck them, pop them.
Okay. And then the other kind you said, snap beans.
Snap beans.
Are there other names for those?
There's different varieties, like pole beans, mm-hmm. Snap beans. There's some others, but I can't remember what they are.
And you snap those?
Yeah.
Okay.
String beans.
Are they all the same?
No, they're different varieties of it. Those are different.
Is snap bean the general word for all of them?
No. It depends
each
on the type of vegetable.
Each has its own?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you might take the tops of turnips and cook a batch of...
Turnips? Or...
The top.
Collard greens.
Okay. Anything else you might make greens of other than collards?
Turnip greens.
Okay. Then let's see. You talk lettuce. Lettuces come in
heads.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that used to mean children, heads of children?
Yeah.
How?
Count. You have a bunch of children, and you say count heads.
Okay. Okay, but if he had nine children, would you ever say he has nine heads of children?
You don't hear that too often.
Okay. If you had, suppose he did have nine children, you would say he has a
bunch of kids.
Okay. Would you ever use the word passel?
No.
Do you know that word at all?
No.
Would you pronounce it for me?
Passel?
Mm-hmm. The outside of an ear of corn?
The husk.
And then the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Didn't know there was a difference. Corn on the cob, and then there's...
Did you ever hear of roasting ears?
Yeah, but I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't know what it refers to.
Sweet corn?
I don't know the differences.
Then at the top of the corn stalk, the very top?
Yeah.
What is that thing? It's also the thing that hangs down on a graduation cap.
The tassel?
Mm-hmm. And then the stringy stuff that you have to pull off?
The silk?
Mm-hmm. Large round stuff that grows on the ground that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of.
A pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. And a little yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash.
Are there different kinds?
Yeah. There's a summer squash and there's acorn squash. I don't know what the other types are.
All right. What are some kinds of melons?
Cantaloupe, watermelon, honeydew melon.
Mm-hmm. Is there a mushmelon or muskmelon?
Not that I know of.
Any types of watermelons?
There's different varieties, but I don't know what the names of them are.
What is the little umbrella-shaped thing that springs up after a rain? Little brown thing?
A mushroom?
Mm-hmm. What would you call one that was not edible?
A poison mushroom.
Another name for that?
A toadstool.
All right. What are the things that people smoke?
Cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
More.
Long, round.
Cigars.
Yeah. Any slang names for cigarettes?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, well, what are the illegal things that a lot of teenagers smoke?
Pot, reefers, joints,
mm-hmm.
reeds.
And these are all slang for what?